Fiona, Big Mama's Pirate, and I'm here in the Blues Kitchen in Camden, in kind of what looks like a construction site upstairs, with
Anna Bonbon.
Should I've done? You only come round New Year or Christmas. Let me tell you, baby, I mean business.
Anna Bonbon is hails from
Canada, Vancouver, BC, Canada.
And my first question for you, Anna, is what's your favorite sweet?
My favorite sweet. Well, I pretty much eat everything, so it's hard to narrow it down. Chocolate.
Any type of chocolate.
Any chocolate, dark chocolate, white chocolate, green chocolate, pink.
Okay. Yeah. What's green chocolate like?
It's sometimes has mint in it, or okay. Green tea chocolate you can get nowadays.
Okay, we have a sweet here called Bonbons. Do you have bonbons in Canada?
We do, but they're a rarity you get in the British candy shops.
Really?
Yeah.
And are you fond of bonbons? I'm sure you know exactly why I'm asking
this.
I am.
So. Yes, I see candy and I like to buy it and eat it up, so I don't buy it very often because...
I have that problem
buy
too.
Buy it and eat it by the handful. But I like to give it away too, and sometimes people... come to a bonbon show hoping for some bonbons, so I'll try to fill my pockets
with bonbons.
More.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know that. That's really, but it makes sense. So people come to your shows to have some sweets. Is that it?
Yes.
They also come obviously to see your music. Have you always? Are you from Canada? You've always lived in Canada?
I have. Yes.
And how has that influenced your music? Do you think?
Well, I feel very fortunate because I come from an amazing roots community. Not roots, as they may refer to it here, but roots music as in blues, Americana, country, bluegrass, Western Americana-influenced roots. And there's a strong community of it, and it's in the smallest towns. People play and often have all-night jam parties in... houses, and sometimes after the bars a number of musicians will get together and jam, and that's been a strong influence in my work.
And has that been throughout your life? Are you from a musical family, or is that a community that you've migrated into?
It's a community I've migrated into, but it does exist. Sometimes my father and his friend would sit around and play Elvis tunes or Hank Williams or Spike Jones or something like that they enjoyed, so that was there, but it wasn't regular until I found a community in Western Canada.
Okay, so you also, which came first, because you have a burlesque act, do you still do your burlesque act?
I'll do it on occasion, if for a special event.
Okay.
But it's not my regular act. I have a special troupe that I worked with that I adore, and it was more about the satire of it. So when things lean towards that, I prefer to work with that kind of a theme.
Okay. And does that influence the music that you play, or does the music influence the burlesque, or is it just a synergy that goes on?
It's all together. That's very well said. It crosses boundaries all the time, because sometimes I just sit down and play a blues-style, very rootsy concert, folk concert. And then sometimes I'm asked to be a cabaret hostess or to act in a cabaret style and perform around the room. And while I'm performing cabaret, I also play blues or spirituals and use a lot of humor mixed in. And when I'm sitting playing a seated concert, I'll play some cabaret tunes and the folks enjoy that as well. So it works both ways.
Okay. You have your second CD out at the moment, which is called...
Yes, my second
Bare Solo. Naked... Bones, is that right?
Bare Naked Blues.
Blues, I beg your pardon.
No.
So, what's that like? How would you... Is it primarily blues, or is it...
It's a little bit of each. It came after a period of some different hardships I went through, and I wanted to come back and just pare it down, produce it myself, and start out from ground zero again, really, and begin to figure out who I was musically, and so it has a little bit of blues, a little bit of cabaret, a little bit of spirituals, and some oddball stuff mixed in. So it's, I think it's a sort of coming together of all the pieces for me, and I'd like to see everything continue to come together more into a unit of cabaret blues.
So do you think you've found out who you are musically, or are you still figuring that out?
I think I've, it's always been there, but there's so much in the world to draw from that I would get a little bit lost sometimes and want to go to this or want to go more to that. And I'm starting to understand who, how it all fits together in me and what that is after years.
For me, that's interesting because I can relate to that. It's kind of like there is so much that you can...
Yeah.
You can draw on so many different things, and you obviously might want to try so many different things, and it's just trying to figure out what's essentially you and what works best for you. Is that it?
Yes, and what's there, because I keep trying to fit into some genre thing. Am I an R&B singer? Am I a blues singer? Am I a cabaret? And what am I? And I hear some great blues, and I go back to the blues or something like that. But really, it's just what's already in you and what you allow to blossom or come out, and how you allow it just to come out through you, and not having to choose a genre and slot yourself into it.
That's because people are always trying to box you, because it's easier for them to understand what's going on.
Oh yeah.
So is your struggle or your path to just not get boxed and just keep doing whatever comes out, no matter what style somebody tries to classify it as?
I think so, and I think the best of all, if I can get over myself doing that.
Yeah. That's really interesting. For me, this is really interesting.
So we have to talk more.
We will. So you write all your own songs, do you? A lot of them.
That album is all originals, and I'm focused on writing, on performing mostly originals, but I still have a lot of covers in my sets and traditionals.
So what is your songwriting process, or do you have one?
I've been developing one. That when I wrote that, I tried to picture myself as Leonard Cohen, and I locked myself in a bare room, and I forced myself to finish these songs. I had a completely different album written, and it was very dark, and I scrapped it at the last minute and just used these songs that I had written at the same time. And I would walk around the room and I'd look in the mirror and make googly faces at myself, and then I'd go drink something, and then I'd clean something, and then I'd sit down and write a few songs, and then, or a few lyric lines, whatever. It was a torturous process. I had made myself finish this album, because sometimes they come just straight out and sometimes they don't.
And was this when, because I know you've been, I'm kind of skipping a little bit, but I can come back. Was this when you were in Paris? Because I know you went to Paris. Was that when that writing process?
I've barely touched those songs yet.
Really?
I have pages and pages of stuff from Paris and before. So I find that the best songs really do come more naturally. But sometimes making myself sit down and address it, then things do come. But the best songs, I think, are the ones that flow out in either a melody, or the lyrics start to come, or it's a more comes from the subconscious somewhere and comes out, bubbling up, really.
Yeah. So, can I ask you more about Paris? Because I know for Paris, you got the Canada Council grant, is that right?
Yes.
What exactly is that? Because not everybody's going to know what that is.
Yeah, we have an arts council called the Canada Council for the Arts. It's just been slashed massively by our current conservative government, but it's a valuable resource that funds not only major projects like operatic, ballet, and mostly classical, but they also have programs that fund non-classical and non-commercially viable artists. So people that may not make the pop list, but they still feel contribute to the arts in Canada. So they give public funding. And you can get for recording grants or travel grants. It takes years to get. It's very difficult. But once you've worked hard and reached a level, then hopefully you can find a little bit of funding.
So that funded your trip to Paris?
It did.
So tell me about Paris, and how was that for you? I've read a little bit on your blog,
Oh,
which seems like it was a a mixed bag of experiences. But tell me more.
Paris for me was a lifesaver because I was probably hitting some walls in Vancouver and I was frustrated and I needed to get away and get some new stimulation. And Paris certainly provided me a pocket to hide away in, really, because that's such a big city, you could be anonymous. And I hid out in a little place in Montmartre and it was incredible. It was just what the doctor ordered, perfect. I didn't like it at first because I found the culture to be very different towards women than I was used to at
home.
In
what way?
That it's a little bit old-fashioned, and I couldn't often walk down the street unharassed until I learned how to change my behavior slightly. And so that was difficult for me because I wanted to be nice to everybody and say hello to everybody, but you have to put up some boundaries and barriers there. So I struggled with that at first. But after a while, I fell in love with it, and I made friends, both English and French, and all cultures, actually. And I had an old rickety bicycle I rode around and got to know the city of Paris and fell in love with her.
And how long did you spend there?
4 months.
Right. And would you like to go back and repeat the experience, or do you think it's a one-off thing?
I think I had the option to stay in my suite, and I chose to leave. It was partly because of money, mostly because of money. But I would go back. I would love to go back and visit, maybe even stay for a month or something. But I don't think I would repeat that particular experience there because it was a one-off, and there are many places to see.
Okay. I want to go back to your songwriting because I want to talk more about your music in that way. And when you're writing songs, are they very personal? Are they all from personal experience, or do you look at other people and so?
I think they're from personal experience. I've tried to write a song, a third party song about she was or he was, but I don't. I would like to write one perhaps someday as a storytelling, but for me it comes from personal experience, and in fact I have to struggle to make it not too personal sometimes.
Yeah,
because in those pages of songs I have, many of them are really terrible. I wouldn't read them to my dog, you know.
How did you get to the stage where you read your, not to your dog obviously, but you went, okay, this is my song, and I'm happy enough with this, I like what I've done enough, that I'm going to present it to anybody, let alone an audience?
Well, I find for me, when I want to just play it over and over and over, that's when I know it's, for me, a good song. When I just sit there and I just feel like playing it over and over, because it feels good, and
okay.
The rhythm feels good.
Well, that makes
that's
sense.
That's usually
yeah.
when I, then I present it.
So what would be your most personal song? And is that your favourite song? And if it's not, what would be your favourite song to perform, I guess?
Well, I think my most personal song is probably the first song that I wrote. And it was called One Day. And it's a spiritual, it's an a cappella spiritual. It's about my philosophy on life. But I think it's changed since. It used to be my favourite. Now probably my favorite song is my newest song, my most recent song. I call it the E7 song. I think I have a title for it. It's called Someone Let the Kitty Out. And it's a very upbeat swing shuffle. And I just want to play that one all the time. So that's
good.
My newest favorite.
So staying on favorites, I'm going to ask you, because I've never seen you play live, but I'm hoping one day soon I will.
Thank you.
What sort of places do you play when you're in Canada? Have you played outside of Canada a lot?
Not a lot. 4 years ago I was in London and I played the Troubadour and the 12 Bar Club.
Very nice.
Yeah, it was fun. But I play a great variety because my act can vary. I consider myself a very flexible performer. So I also often play with a fiddler in country style blues, accordion and blues, or accordion and fiddle. And we'll play pubs, you know, the full four set thing, and that gets a little hairy sometimes, but I'll also play.
Four sets? How long are the sets?
Occasionally. 40. We try to, you know, squeeze them down to 45, but that's, that gets rough.
Because we do 3 1-hour sets, and you know, that's hard.
Oh, it's rough. It's like shoveling rocks.
No matter how much you love it, that's gonna hurt.
But it's good. It builds your chops, you know. And you can entertain anybody, anywhere. But I also play halls, cabaret halls, and shows. And I've played many art openings and events. I host this event sometimes. Like, say, for example, a Vancouver Film Festival will have an events party, and I'll be in one of the rooms playing, and someone else will be in another room playing, or something like that. And then I play I've played blues bars, many folk cafes, any kind of.
And do you have one particular gig that stands out as you're going, yes, if I wasn't here tomorrow, this is the one that I'm happy I played?
Oh, that's a good question. I'm trying to think. Probably, there are many, I think. There are many. I really prefer the little backwoods, small town, unusual venues where people come out and really appreciate the music, and sometimes get really rocking to just an accordion and a fiddle. Those are the best. And festivals. Dawson City Music Festival is probably my favorite.
Dawson City Music Festival.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see if I have another question on my list here. I think we're nearly coming to the end. I can't believe that. I guess if you were 99, I'm trying to imagine that.
Oh, really?
And you were to look back in your life, how would you like to be remembered?
That's a very nice question. As a warm-hearted, bon vivant, who added some sunshine and pleasure and depth to people's lives whom I may come in contact with.
That's a lovely sunshine, pleasure, and depth. You're not giving yourself any...
and breadth and width.
I love it. I kind of have three standard questions, and when I was reading about you last night, I was going, will I change them? And then I was going, we'll just see what happens at the end. I was going to ask you what your favourite colour is, and I'm going, I'm not going to do that. I am going to stick to my questions, because I think you might come up and give me something interesting. If you could be a leader, now it doesn't have to be a factual leader, it could be any leader, it could be whoever you want, who would it be and why?
Well, who a leader? Well, I really would like to be me and be a leader, honestly speaking, frankly speaking.
No, that's fair enough. So who would you lead?
Who would I lead? I would... that's a tough question. Dancers around the conga line, maybe. But, okay... as a leader, if I were to choose somebody, it'd be more along the lines of...
No, sorry, I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No.
Do you know, dances along conga line is perfectly fine. It does. It doesn't have to be leading people towards world peace or anything that. But if you have another answer, please give it to me.
Well, no, I was going to say something like Gandhi, but really, if people can experience more pleasure and really live in the paradise that we have and that we don't always appreciate, or many people do not appreciate and recognize, and I would love to be able to contribute to that a little bit.
So could I say you would be a leader of pleasure?
Sure.
That sounds good to me. Annabelle, we're at the Pirate Pods, and there is a tradition at the end of an interview that you give us your best pirate impression.
Arr, we're in a scully hole at the brand new Blues Kitchen, and we're going to down some rum. Lift our heels.
And that's a Scottish pirate, by the way.
And dig in some dirt.
I love it.
And let the seas roll.
I love it. That's probably the best pirate impression I've had so far. Seriously.
Kiss and hug you all night long, chase around a hollow log, ain't gonna do my sweetie harm. My sweetie pie. like a wayward child, a little bit shy, a little bit wild. Lucky made it out alive. My sweetie pie. If I were a girl again, tell you all about where I've been. My sweetie pie.